So, Blake, we're back for part two of our six-week check-in.
We're back.
And we're going to talk about heart health.
We are. We aren't the experts.
No, we're not. But what changes have you made after listening to Sabord?
Who was the expert? Oh, look, I haven't really, to be honest with you, similar to listening to our first episode where I didn't do a lot about, you know, the advice James gave us. I sort of have always eaten well. I continue to eat well.
So, well, describe to our listeners how you eat, because you don't eat a normal diet. Well, like rats and roadkill and stuff. It's all a bit too much.
Well, I'm a vegan and we eat mostly fresh food. And
What is vegan? What are the things you can eat and what are the things you can't eat? Because I always get confused.
What do you mean you get confused? You just can't.
Well did this come from an animal? Is that basically it? Did it come from an animal or not?
Yeah, meat. Like meat and dairy is what I've excluded from my diet over the last 4 years. I may change that though. I am in the process of thinking that I might change that.
That's a scoop.
It is a scoop. Yep. Might add a bit of fish back into the diet.
Okay. So what does it look like? What do you eat for breakfast? Like you're obviously not eating a steak like oats. I do for
breakfast. Yeah, that's right. No, I just oats with some almond milk and a coffee.
Yeah.
Almond milk coffee. We'll get to lunch and it's a salad and tofu, and dinner's vegetables of some kind, you know, roast vegetables or a salad or.
How do you get around the fact that tofu is disgusting?
Oh, I don't mind it when it's drenched in some sort of sauce that like it tastes like satay or tamari or soy or whatever it is.
I'll grant you some tofu amazing. Can be done really amazing. Well, but some tofu.
Chuck them in an air fryer, bingo. Air fryer. Yeah. So there's a myriad of different ways. Anyway, I think back to my point, I haven't changed a lot, but Sabord had such great tips. I think one of them was, and here's the other thing that I was thinking of that I haven't done yet, but I really want to do. I want to get what you've got. I want to get a stand-up desk.
I thought you were going to talk about my quads again. It's like, Blake, it's getting old.
That is getting old. No, absolutely not. A stand-up desk. So you've got one. How's it working for you?
Well, I went a step beyond just a stand-up desk, actually, Blake, as you can see, because you're kind of looking at it right now.
I am looking at it, yeah.
So I've always had a stand-up desk at work, and I reckon after 2 or 3 hours of standing, whether you've got a fatigue pad underneath, which, you know, those things you stand on or not, you just end up getting quite tired.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about just, you know, yawning sort of stuff. I'm talking like your back starts to hurt and your legs start to hurt and you end up putting it down. So what I got at home was I've got an old exercise bike. Maybe I'll post about this, Blake.
You should write a blog.
Write a blog. Yeah. I put the stand-up desk up, put the bike underneath, which fitted perfectly, and then tried to use my computer, and it was a normal bike seat, and it killed. It was clearly not designed for long-term sitting without putting your hands on anything. So I went online and thought, can I find a wide seat with a back? And lo and behold, there is one in existence which has a very wide seat which enables you to sort of sit properly.
It sort of looks like one of those seats that you'd put your two-year-old kid in on the back.
It looks
of
like
your,
a kid's
on the back of your bike. But
it's more bike seaty than that, I suppose. And it was, you know, it was 50, 60 bucks. So we had an old exercise bike that no one was using.
Yep.
And now I sit on an exercise bike. And that was in response to Sabord saying that we're so inactive and, you know,
sedentary.
Yeah. Sedentary, yes, exactly. And, you know, you might get out there and go for a run, but then 8 hours, 10 hours a day, you're just sitting still.
Yeah.
So for me, I sit and then I ride,
yeah,
which is all like the same sort of position. So my hip flexors get really, really tight and then you can't stand up very tall. And actually you and Amelia both noted one day when I came around and said, geez, have you actually got taller? And it's just from my hips being always in motion and you're just not in the seated position as much.
Yeah, and those pink eye heels that you had on. So like it was staggering. You walked in one day, shit, he's a foot taller. Unbelievable.
And then Our special effects department really needs to work on
it. It does. What's the green rubber band on the seat for? What's that, like some sort of seatbelt arrangement?
Just in case I fall off. No, that was a failed experiment, and it was actually still talking about Sabord, but probably a little bit more about Dan Scanlon, which we'll get to another time, where, you know, you're sitting the whole time.
Yeah.
Well, why can't I be doing a bit of resistance work? Because, you know, you sit on calls, you sit on webinars. I can tell you, people can tell you're not sitting or standing when you're on a bike anyway, because your shoulders are kind of moving. It kind of looks like you're doing a dance or something. So the what are those bands called?
Resistance band.
Oh, so I sort of, you can put it under your seat and you can sort of do some lift ups and, you know, this isn't very audio friendly when I'm just demonstrating to Blake the sorts of exercise I do, but how about I make a reel on Instagram?
Oh, that's a great idea. Hey, so when you're sitting in a board meeting, you're a director on a board, very, very large water company, and your shoulders are moving, you've got, you know, the rubber band that's twirling up, and you've got, you know, you're doing shoulder presses. These people look at you going, what the fuck is he doing?
Camera's broken. Sorry, everyone.
Ah, right. Yeah,
no, yeah. You tend not to, I mean, in any sort of large meeting, there's so many tiles on a video call, you know, you can sort of be hidden or mistaken or forgiven if you're moving around a bit. And quite a few people are actually standing through these meetings. You know, a board meeting can go for 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
You sometimes only have one or two breaks. It's not conducive to good health, but heart health in general, Blake, have you gone and had a heart check? Have you ever had a heart check?
I have. When I turned 50, I went in and got the whole, you know, grease and oil change, went to the doctor.
Did you go to the right place?
I did. I went in and had the once-over. Like, just checked everything to make sure that I was all good.
Where did you go?
Just to the doctors.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so it's been nearly 3 years since I've had the...
Is it an invasive thing, though?
No,
what do they do?
No.
Just poke and prod, like...
Check your blood pressure, take your bloods.
Right, okay.
Listen to your ticker and all those sorts of things. So, and it checked out fine. But I think that is something that I do need to go back in and have that grease and oil change again. Just get everything checked out.
Yeah.
Because it's how do you know? You don't.
Well, I think when you're going to your local auto mechanic, you're probably never going to know, Blake. But
Warnie didn't know, did he?
No, he didn't. And that's I suppose my concern when you say I went in and did it and it was all fine. That was that day. How do you know? Anything else? And, you know, you're doing a lot of the right things based on what Sabord's recommended, because you're fit and active and you eat the right foods. But it's scary to think that there's lots of things, you know, genetic. I'm half Indian. And he said, you know, Indians.
Which half?
Dad.
Right.
Oh, you mean the left or the right?
Yeah. That's where I
Very was. Clever. Very
I knew
clever.
About your dad. Yeah.
Well, the listeners probably didn't know. Yeah. So much higher predisposition to having heart health issues.
Isn't that just genetics?
Yeah, and it's another
So what have you done? Have you been for a checkup?
So a few years ago, a friend of mine was setting up a business around effectively about becoming a he wanted to build an app or automation system that would do it, but doing all the stuff that you never get around to doing. And that is, you go to a doctor, you get a checkup, checking your insurance policy. It's all this great. It's almost like an EA type service of checking everything's in order. The business didn't end up being viable, but he arranged a doctor's appointment. And I went into the doctor and had these standard health checkups, which I do, which is probably not dissimilar to what you did. And the doctor was laughing at me saying, we normally don't see people who are fit and healthy coming in for a checkup, which was a bit of an eye-opener. He said they're normally very ill by the time they walk through the door. And the similar thing happened probably 10 years ago when I first got income protection insurance.
Yep.
And probably, you know, some other life insurance as well with that. And again, the nurse who came to do all the measurements and checks was sort of looking at us because we were in our early 30s or maybe even, yeah, it would have been early 30s, laughing at us going, geez, we normally see people in a lot worse shape than you because people are thinking about this stuff too late.
Yeah.
So we're doing the right things by going and getting checks and having nothing to report, There's not much else she can do, is there?
Or I reckon we should do a check-in. Let's head off for the grease and oil change and we'll just come back with our reports and let's see how we're tracking. Hey, when you were talking about that, I was thinking, I think the world's making it the world has become a harder place to look after ourselves. I was recently in the US. I was in Florida.
Oh, boy.
And everything is big, like in terms of your choices of food.
How big was the tofu there?
So trying to get your hands on vegan meals, where I was staying anyway, was just so difficult. And there
really?
Was
really that's mate, surprising.
Like in Florida, maybe it was just where I was staying, but quite honestly, it was. Would you like some meat? Meat or meat, and you can have sides of. You know, chips and a whole bunch of stuff that's fried. Anyway, it's little wonder that Americans and their level of obesity is through the roof because everything is big. Choices are, what I saw in terms of fresh and fresh fruit and vegetables, just limited and easy. So easy to get big unhealthy stuff.
Yeah, so portion size.
Yeah.
Big problem. Then the type of things on your plate.
Totally.
So what were you eating then? Was it a lot of just salad?
I was at the end of the day, I was just gnawing on tree leaves as I walked. So I was walking past trees, just grabbing those off bits of grass, off the nature strip.
Seriously, is it worth
one day we went into a place called Cheddar's and I said to the waitress,
surely it's all just cheese.
It wasn't. I said to the waitress, I looked at the menu had 873 things on it, but it was all meat and fried stuff, and there was these salads that had salad and chicken, salad and beef, salad and fish, salad and what, some sort of protein. And I said to the woman, I said to the waitress, hey, can I have a salad, but can you just leave off the protein part, the chicken or the, whatever. No, sir, we can't do that.
What, you literally cannot do what I've asked you to do?
No, they wouldn't leave it off. So she said, I'll tell you what I can do for you. Righto. I can give you a garden salad.
Where were you? You're in Texas.
All right, she said. No, like where I was in Florida, did not sound like I was from Florida.
I don't know, but you sounded a lot like.
Anyway, I ended up eating three halved tomatoes and just a lettuce leaf. But anyway, my point is that the world is it's a harder place to remain healthy, and you got to be planned, dedicated, and disciplined.
Yeah, definitely. Look, that actually echoes my dad's experience because dad is a vegetarian and coming to Australia in the 70s as a vegetarian, people just had no concept.
70s, like, yeah.
In the 70s, yeah, no concept. And to which point he's actually then had to move to eating fish, so he's a pescatarian, but he's never eaten chicken, beef, pork or anything else like that.
Yeah.
But same sort of problem. I'm staggered that you had that experience today in America.
Yeah.
Maybe in LA you would have had no problems.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Yeah. You could have had some of that Soylent.
Yeah.
You heard of that?
No.
Soylent, it's like this drink that the tech bros all drink in Silicon Valley because they don't have to eat, they just drink Soylent, which is named after, I want to say there's a movie whereby at the big reveal at the end of this movie was Soylent was humans and they put it all through a processor and you're drinking humans. I can't remember the name of the film. Our research team should be on top of this.
They should be. I fully expect that next time I come around to see you on your bike with your drinking green Soylent. Rubber band at your stand-up desk drinking Soylent.
Okay.
That's a good response.
I don't know.
You're trying to Google it. Yeah. So you cannot type and listen at the same time.
Soylent.
Right, okay.
So let's just do this on the fly.
Yeah.
Is Soylent drink healthy? Everyone's asking.
Yeah.
Meal replacement shakes like Soylent contains adequate levels of essential vitamins, mineral, and fiber, which many people don't get enough of.
Right.
That means replacing a high energy nutrient poor meal with a meal replacement shake could be better for your health.
Right.
Well, that sounds.
What's it made of? You said it was made of humans.
Well, no, in the movie, it's made of that. Oh, so it's containing soy protein isolate. That's you.
Yeah, it's me right there.
And Soylent also contains other things like sunflower oil, canola oil, other things that I can't pronounce, packed with healthy fats and essential vitamins.
Right. Well, we've just done an ad for Soylent.
Yeah, I don't know whether it's a good. I think you should be doing that. I think you should be able to chew your food.
Well, you can anyway. Like, you know, when you've lost all your teeth, and
that's true
for sure. Well, I reckon that's a great place to wrap this episode up.
Yeah. So move more, eat better. That's the board, and get a heart check
and get it checked.
Yeah.
I'm locking that in for next week.
All right. We'll report back. See ya.
Ciao.